This music heralded the first episode of Masterpiece Theater 40 years ago this month. What came next was the stately, well-dressed host sitting in an armchair next to some dusty books.
Good evening. I'm Alistair Cook. We open tonight a new television theater which in the next year will show you plays adapted from...
Notice he said next year. Alistair Cook was a respected journalist at the time, and he refused offers to host the new series. When he finally agreed, he signed a one-year contract. Here's Masterpiece's executive producer, Rebecca Eaton.
After he saw the first show, he was so dubious about the possibility that the whole thing could be a success that he thought it would just fade away after one season.
Fade away, it did not. And Alistair Cook hosted for 21 years. The show originally came to America through the PBS station WGBH in Boston. It was a way for the station to fill up the roster of a very new public television network. Robert Thompson is a professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University. He says Masterpiece Theater appealed to audiences looking for a change from the commercial fare of the 60s.
In 1971, we'd gone through a decade of talking horses and genies and witches that were housewives.
In contrast, the programs broadcast on Masterpiece Theater were adaptations of great literature and original dramas. They had top-notch production quality with the BBC's funding power behind it. And they featured British acting giants, previously unseen by American audiences. The likes of Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, and later Colin Firth in Pride and Prejudice.
I believe every disposition has a tendency to some particular evil.
Your defect is a propensity to hate everyone.
Well, yours is willfully to misunderstand them.
Colin Firth, for one, is still reaping the benefits of that early exposure as Mr. Darcy. Over the decades, executive producer Rebecca Eaton says, Masterpiece has garnered fans ranging from Whoopi Goldberg to Michael Bloomberg to the Tea Party's Christine O'Donnell. It has gone through changes from the theme to the name, from Masterpiece Theater to just plain Masterpiece.
We were scaring people off with the theater, particularly theater spelt the British way, which is T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
The content has also changed to embrace the contemporary. There was the police procedural Prime Suspect and the miniseries Traffic about the drug trade, which became a blockbuster movie as well. Still, Masterpiece is today the home of costume drama. And like any icon, it will always have imitators, like, say, another famous PBS name.
Good evening. Alistair Cookie here. Welcome to Masterpiece Theater.